Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, Liam Ramo. Hello, Macaulay.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much, man. A crazy day.
A crazy day in sports.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're going to talk Mets and their game today against the Brewers, the Brewers series that just ended earlier today, as Mets fell 3-0. We'll discuss that. We'll talk about the Yankees. And we'll talk, of course, we'll lead off with football. Talking about the Jets and the Giants. Talk a little NBA news with the Knicks. And how two legends are involved with the Knicks. Have some comments to say about the upcoming season about the Knicks. Talk a little Nets also. And as usual, talk a little sports entertainment with the return of Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, folks, know the deal. And I know you guys know the number. But for those of you who are not familiar, the number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. And feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and, you know, everything else. So, Mac.
Yep.
How's your Giants doing?
It was a good game today. It was better than last week when they lost, you know, their season opener to the Cowboys. Today they rebounded. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 41-34 in a shootout because both defenses struggled today. And in the first half, you know, the Giants were playing sloppy ball. Eli Manning had 3 interceptions in the first half. But in the second half, he looked like a different quarterback. He finished the game throwing for 510 yards, which is the most I can think he's ever thrown for in a game. He threw for 30. He was 31 of 51, had 3 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And Akeem Nicks and Victor Cruz, man, they killed the Buccaneers secondary. Victor Cruz had 11 receptions for 179 yards and a touchdown. Nicks had 10 receptions for 199 yards for a touchdown. So those two combined for over 300 yards. And the secondary just couldn't stop them. I mean, all day they're getting wide open and just putting the moves on these cornerbacks. But Giants rebounded. They came back. I think they were down as much as 14 in this game. But the fourth quarter, you know, they got the lead back. Again, like I said, Eli Manning had 2 TDs in the fourth quarter. And, you know, like he did last year, you know, he's like the comeback kid. You know, whenever the Giants are down, he finds a way to lead them back into the game. And he did that today. And the Giants win a close one, 41-34. So they're 1-1 now.
Yep, they're back on the winning column.
Mm-hmm.
Put all the Eli bouncing back. You know, he showed his comeback ability last year in 08, and you know, that's why he got 2 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, and Giants, they scored 600 yards today. That's the second most in team history. So the Buccaneers defense was not good today.
Yeah, they redeemed themselves. You know, you gotta play ball, even though Buccaneers didn't play well either. I mean, it was a close game, but you know.
Yeah.
Most important thing, Big Blue got the win, and you know, away they go.
Yep.
Shifting gears, of course, to the other team in the stadium. I was going to say in town, but they play in the same stadium, MetLife Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I am, of course, referring to the New York Jets. They're playing in Pittsburgh, which is kind of like Turner Field with the Mets as Pittsburgh.
Hard to win there.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to win there, especially for my teams, man. And as we speak right now, Jets are losing 19-10 to the Steelers. You know, Jets had a brief 10-7 lead, you know, when Sanchez threw a touchdown to the former Steeler and MVP of the Steelers. Of course, I'm referring to
Super Bowl.
Antonio Holmes, of course.
Yeah.
And, well, basically, you know, Roethlisberger's being Roethlisberger, you know, they're pretty much leading right now and just got to come back, you know. It's in the third quarter. You know, they got a shot still, but, you know, they got to bounce back here. And as you could see, Roethlisberger, man, he did like practically a Hail Mary pass right here. And Cromartie, without, of course, Revis, who got hurt yesterday when Bart Scott accidentally stepped on his head and gave him a concussion. You know, Wallace, you know, he got the touchdown reception when Cromartie tried to, you know, prevent him from getting that pass, but it wasn't meant to be. It was a 37-yard TD pass from Roethlisberger.
Yeah, and the wide receiver managed to keep his feet in bounds.
They try to review the play, and as you can see, the play was upheld, and they're leading us 20-10 Steelers, and now Tebow's coming into the game.
And it's always an offensive struggle playing against Pittsburgh and their defense.
Oh yeah, especially in that AFC a couple of years ago.
They have that tough defense, you know, that they've had for years.
Oh yeah. And the Terminator John Connor just got hurt on the play.
What happened?
I didn't really see what happened. I was watching. I don't know. He got tackled.
Oh.
Hopefully, he ain't serious. Because it's an uphill battle. You know, facing the Steelers. I mean, you know, Steelers are unbeatable in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And not to mention, you got arguably the best player on the Jets. Revis being hurt. You know, not playing today because of the concussion.
Right.
You know, we got to practice. Sanchez got practice. You know, practically have to play a perfect game to try to beat these guys, or at least settle down here. But we'll see what happens.
Yep.
And I guess we'll shift gears. We'll give you a little, update here and there with the Jets game. If there's any changes? Let's move over to the Yankees. Your Yankees, they win. They beat the Rays.
Yeah, it was a good game today. Finally gave Carota some runs. You know, he hasn't been getting any run support, from us. I think we averaged 3.3 runs when he's pitching, but today we managed to get more than that.
Yep.
In the fifth inning, that's when, all the trouble started for the Tampa Bay pitcher, what's his name? Matt Moore, I think, is his name.
Is it Matt Garza?
No, Moore. No.
Wait, Garza's on the Cubs now,
I think. Cubs. No, I know his last name is Matt Moore. It was Matt Moore. And Yankees played small ball in that inning. They stole bases. They got singles. What's his name? Russell Martin. Yeah, exactly. Who are these guys, right?
I thought Yankees just score on home runs.
But Nunez, he got us. He stole like 3 or 4 bases today, and he had a key stolen base in that fifth inning that started that Yankee run. And Martin later had a 3-run home run in that inning, and Yankees cruise on. They win this game 6-4. Carota pitched a good game. Like I said, we finally gave him some run support, and Rafael Soriano had his 40th save of the season.
And I'm guessing he untucked his shirt after a hard day of work.
Yeah.
As he's known to do.
I'd rather that than, the Tampa Bay closer? What's his name?
Let me try to remember who it is. Is it Rodney? No, Rodney. Is it Rodney?
Yeah, Rodney. Right.
Yeah, he acts like he's shooting like a duck or something. He looks like he's playing duck hunter or something.
And afterwards, he has his teammates look into the sky like there's a real arrow that's shooting in the air.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the Usain Bolt pose a bit.
I mean, I'd rather Rafael Soriano do that than that ridiculous thing that Rodney does. But
let's be real. I mean, if Rodney was your closer, you wouldn't mind him doing that.
Well, of course not. But Yankees win today. They stay on top of the AL East. Last several weeks, they've been going back and forth with the Baltimore Orioles for first place. But right now, at the moment, they're in first place. So hopefully Orioles lose their game today. Right now, they're playing. I think they're losing right now. So hopefully Yankees can stay atop the AL East.
Yeah, it's been a tough race.
Yeah.
And you took care of it. Yeah, you guys rebounded from a couple of starts ago when CC Sabathia lost to David Price.
Yeah.
I think, what is he, like 5-1? I think Price is like 5-1 against the Yankees in his last, what, 8 appearances or something like that?
Yeah, he's been pitching real good against us.
Ridiculous number. Yeah.
He's pitching real good.
Yeah, man. Since 09, CC hasn't been the same guy, man. And even when he was with Brewers in 08, I think it was 08. No, was it 07? I'm trying to remember what year that was. Yeah, no, it was 07. I remember very well. When Sabathia, he got traded from the Indians to the Brewers, and he was pitching like 3 days rest. Like, what was it, like two, like 3 days? He did like three times, I think, down that Brewer stretch to, get the Brewers to win that wild card that year. And even then, people were worrying about his innings pitched. And it looks like after 09, when he led the Yankees to the championship, it looks like the innings are you know, and his lack of, physical conditioning, you know, it looks like it's starting to haunt him a bit.
It could be. I mean, I don't know, like, what's wrong with him, but I mean, he has managed to win 19 games for us in the last couple of years, so
That's true.
I still have faith in him. He's our ace, so you got to ride and die with him. But good news for the Yankees is that we're getting a lot of pieces back. You know, Brett Gardner is going to be coming back as a pinch runner.
Right.
Nova, we got back last night, who pitched a brilliant game, struck out 8. And Pettit is coming back this Tuesday. So a lot of pieces starting to come back, and hopefully Yankees can run away with this division and get hot playoffs.
Yep. You guys are going to Toronto.
Yeah, so we whoop some ass over there. Canadian,
like the Rock said in 03. He's gonna he's going to Toronto, his mouth all over there. You know, you know what? But seriously, you know, Yankees, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, you know, the race is close. You know, this three-team race, and by them being up on the Rays a little bit, they're separating the distance between at least them and the Rays. But then again, obviously Orioles is breathing down their necks as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And actually, I was wrong. Orioles are actually leading the Athletics right now 4-2, so they're winning.
Sometimes you wish you were wrong. Well, actually, you're wrong, actually. Well, actually, you wish you were wrong. Now, you know what I'm trying to say. But, kudos to the Yankees. They, got the win today.
Yep.
Away they go. And speaking of the, like you were saying a couple of minutes ago, yeah, the Yankees are playing small ball. I mean, they're kind of like the Brewers. I mean, historically, Brewers have been a power station-to-station American League team. I mean, obviously, they were previously an American League team, but now they're playing small ball like the current Brew Crew.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Brew Crew, man, they shut out the Mets 3-0. I mean, what more can I say about that? I mean, you know, the Brewers pretty much dominated this series. Yesterday, Mejia got his first start of the year, and his fourth career start of his young major league career. This was his first start since 2 years ago, before he had Tommy John surgery and missed the entire of the 2011 season, kind of like Santana.
Right.
And, he pitched bad, pretty much. I mean, this guy, he throws hard, but he didn't strike anybody out yesterday. I don't even think he finished 4 innings. The only bright spot from yesterday's game was that Daniel Murphy hit his 8th home run, and Mike Davis, he hit his 27th home run. But other than that, the Brew Crew pretty much, dominated us.
Did you guys win a game this weekend? I don't remember.
Yeah, we won on Friday.
Oh, on Friday, okay.
And Friday, that snapped at least a 6-game losing streak, because we lost 6 games at home.
Oh, okay.
To the Nationals, on the weekday, and I forgot who was the other team before that. My memory escapes me at the moment, but
I see.
Yeah, Mets. They lost all six of their home games before winning that game on Friday, and then losing these last two games in Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, you know, the Mets, let's be real. They're probably not gonna make the playoffs.
Probably. Man, the way they're playing this year, they're not even gonna make it to the Little League playoffs. I mean, come on, man. They don't have an identity. I mean, you know, they're trying to be a power team, and you know, they're not hitting home runs consistently. I mean, Ike Davis is the only guy who's really a threat. I mean, you know, Wright had 17 home runs, but he did most of his damage in the first half. He slumped tremendously. Duda only hit, 14 home runs. They were expecting this guy to be at least a 25 home run guy this year. And Ike Davis, he started off horribly. Second half, he's picked it up. He's been hitting the long ball, hit at least 80 RBI. So his home runs and RBI totals are starting to, you know, start to resemble what they envision him to do this year. But his batting average is like in the 220s, 230s. So it'll never be what they envisioned also. But Scott Hairston was a breath of fresh air. He tied his career high in home runs with 17 a couple of days ago. Valdez been had a hot first early on in his career, but in his Met career, but he's cooled off dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Davis, he's played a lot better defensively at second base, turning the double play. But other than that, and one more thing, bright spot was Ari Dickey's performance so far, having 18 wins. I mean, other than that, I mean, this season has been a lost season, much.
Yeah, Mets can only play spoiler now.
Yeah, they've been playing spoiler ever since the All-Star break. They're like Ryan Milk right now. They're, you know what I mean? They're over-spoiled. I mean, it's sad. I mean, since 06, you know, and the collapse in 07 and 08, I mean, Mets have been a joke, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but, you know, Mets, they need to, I mean, they do have some promising young guys, but, you know, they gotta blend the young guys with some, you know, proven winners, you know, veteran guys, you know, to help them get them to the next level. Because, man, I could see that the Nationals, you know, in a couple of years, they'd be a really good team. I mean, they drafted Strasburg, they drafted Bryce Harper 2 years in a row. So I thought, you know, hey, you know, in a couple of years, they're going to be good. But I didn't know a couple of years would have been 2012.
Right.
And these guys, I mean, they are just running away with the division. I mean, but then again, I mean, what are they? Like five and a half games, so they're not, like, really running away. I guess I'm just thinking of Mets in comparison to the Mets, I would suppose, because, man, Mets are not – they might be in the same division, but this year, man, they're not even in the same league with the Nationals, man.
Yeah, the Nationals, they've been really great this year, and, you know, but without Strasburg pitching in the playoffs, I don't think they're going to go very far. It doesn't look like it.
You have a point there. But they do have strong pitching. If Lannon can – I don't think Lannon pitched that well against the Mets his last start, but I could be wrong. I know we lost a bunch of games to them. I mean, we lost all six of the series against those guys. I mean, it's –
They've been good.
They've been good, man. But then again, Mets have been, 4-20 at home after the All-Star break. So, I mean, let's just see what happens with the Mets. The only thing they could do right now is play spoiler.
Yep. Basically.
Yep.
That or compete for the Little League, like you said.
But yeah, man. Sure, I could spend a whole extra 5 hours talking about how bad the Mets is, but fortunately, that's not gonna do anything this season.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they spend the money and these young guys mature, and hopefully, in a couple of years or in the near future, can lead the Mets to their third World Series championship. But yeah, right now, that seemed like a pipe dream right now. But, yeah, shifting gears to the Knicks. I don't know if you heard this, but this week coming up, Hakeem, the Dream Olajuwon, you know, the guy who's responsible for, you know, pretty much our first early heartbreak as Knicks fans when he beat us in seven games, you know, in the NBA Finals, 94. Well, he's going to come down to the Knicks training facility to train with the big guys. He's going to train with Amari again. He's going to train with Chandler, Melo, Camby, and I'm trying to think of who's the other person he's did I say Chandler also?
Chandler, Amari, Stoudemire. Oh, yeah, Amari is Stoudemire, right?
Yeah, let me see. It's Camby, Melo, that, Chandler and Camby. I think there could be one more person I'm not thinking off the top of my head, but yeah, he's going to train with the guys, you know, this week. So hopefully, you know, he believes, you know, that, you know, for them to win, as we all have been saying all along, is that, you know, they got to play together, you know.
Yeah.
They can't compete against each other. You know, they're on the same team. So that's the only way it's going to work. I mean, having two great players isn't supposed to be a negative thing. It's supposed to be, you know, a wonderful thing that they put their games together in order for them to win.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, Olajuwon, you know, great player, had, you know, great post player, had some spin moves.
Yep.
I saw him do like a spin-a-rooney before Booker T did it in the post. Seriously. This guy had some moves, man.
Yeah, he did, man. You ain't lying. And speaking of another Hall of Fame center, Shaq, guess who he picks is going to be the best team in the, you know, in the city?
Knicks, of course.
Well, yeah, the Knicks.
Yep.
You know, he just said that, you know, they need to elevate their game, you know. And pretty much he basically said, you know, this is a Knicks town and, you know, Knicks got to elevate their game in order for them to, you know, to win.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is pretty obvious.
Wow. For once, I agree with Shaq.
I agree as well. I think the only way Nets could win this town is by winning a championship. That's the only way they could win the town. But, I mean, I think they'll win it. They'll win the town as long as they win the title. You know, as soon as they lose the if they don't defend the year after, whenever year that is, you know, it's going to be back to Knick Town.
I mean, the Nets, they have some good players on their team, you know, but...
Darren Williams,
yeah,
of course, Joe Johnson.
Yeah, Brook Lopez.
Of course, right.
But,
Humphries,
I mean...
been playing well for them, too.
Humphries, yeah, but they, I mean, they don't have, you know, they don't have the players that the Knicks have. Knicks have more, you know...
They have potential.
All-stars and scorers. You know,
yeah,
and guys with experience, you know.
Yeah, I love the Knicks bench. I think it's actually going to be better than last year's bench.
Yeah, I think this new team is going to be way better than last year.
Yeah, I totally think so too.
They play up to their potential.
Yeah, they play up to their potential. You know, share the ball, play defense. I mean, they could be a real scary team. And with Derek Rose hurt for the Bulls, you know.
Yeah,
you know, the East is for the taking.
It
we
is.
Got to worry about is, of course, you know, the Heat, really.
Yeah.
And you can't count the Celtics out, even though, you know, they're all on the wheelchairs and rocking chairs now. But, you know, you can't count those guys out too. You know, they got heart.
Yep.
So, but I think we could you know, we got a shot to be one of the top three teams in the East.
You better, man. We got experience now. We got Jason Kidd and Camby and
Thomas. Yeah, man, they could do some things, man. Hey, remember the last time we went to the finals? Camby and whatchamacallit? Thomas was on the team, so hopefully that could be the magic. Get us back there. Who knows?
I hope so.
But we got to somehow find a miracle to get past the Heat.
Yeah.
That should be the slogan for this year. Beat the Heat.
Yeah, I mean, but we've had some success in the Heat in the past. Yeah. Unfortunately, not last year, but I think we'll match up better next year with them.
Yeah.
Or this year coming up, I should say.
Yeah, definitely. And lastly,
hello. Well, are you still there?
Hey, what's up?
What happened?
Technical difficulties, man. yeah, I'm back now.
Okay.
What was I saying? Darn, I lost my train of thought. Well, yes, right. Lastly, we're going to talk WWE. Bret Hitting My Heart returns.
Yeah, on Past Raw.
Yeah, man, it was... You know, it was great him having Bret Hart as expected.
Yep.
And as I also expected, you know, there'd be a confrontation between him and Bret. Hey, you still here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, and of course, like expected, you know, Punk challenged, you know, Bret, you know, talking about his legacy, who's the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bret stood his ground. And, you know, later on in the night, CM Punk had a, you know, a memorable incident when he was in a tag team match with Dolph Ziggler when Paul Heyman and CM Punk had a lengthy conversation
yeah.
during the match. And CM Punk pretty much walked away with his title during the match. I don't know about you, but I wish there was a microphone while those guys were talking.
No, I don't know what they were talking about. Why? You could hear them talking about, you know, local restaurants or...
Yeah, exactly. And the last thing that they said was that CM Punk was asking him, is there any good restaurants? And Heyman was like, there's nothing over here. And then he's like... then Punk said, you know what's the best thing about leaving Montreal? I mean, I killed the joke. Let me start over again.
Oh.
He said, you know what's the best thing about Montreal? Leaving Montreal. And he pretty much, you know, Heyman took the belt, gave him the belt, and, you know, they walked away. And, yeah, I mean, and then, you know, of course, Jerry the King Lawler had a heart attack, which eclipsed the show.
Yep.
But kudos, and looks like King is doing a lot better. He posted a video thanking the fans for the support. And,
But, Will, yeah. You were texting me, you thought he was dead.
Yeah, because Michael Cole wasn't talking. Normally, when Michael Cole doesn't talk, you know, that's a good thing. But then again, Michael Cole always talks all the time on SmackDown, Raw, In Your Nightmares. I mean, this guy is, like, on every WWE programming.
Yep, that's true.
So, when he wasn't talking... It was like, oh, shoot, he's not talking, man. Something really bad must have happened because he's always talking. He spent, like, over a match or two without talking. They went into a commercial break. It was, like, 10 or 15 minutes until he spoke again, saying that, you know, out of respect, you know, he's not going to talk. And you got to give the guys credit. You know, they definitely stepped it up, especially CM Punk, Bret, and Cena. With that epic promo they had at the end.
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, that was Cena's best promo since the Rock feud.
Yeah, that was it was a really good speech.
Yeah, I gotta hand it to him, you know. And yeah, tonight is Night of Champions.
Oh yeah. Cena versus Alberto Del Rio.
Yep. I think Punk's gonna win because if Cena wins, I mean, you know, it's not wow he wins and pretty much his hometown's gonna boom anyway. I mean, there's no reason they should at least let Punk win at least defend the title until lose the title until after Survivor Series. At least get him the year as a champion.
I think Cena's gonna win it.
That's what I was thinking at first too, but I mean they keep mentioning how. You know, it's been 9 months he's had it, and they keep emphasizing, you know, his title reign is one of the best ever. But
right.
I think it would be better for his character to show that he has respect, that he is, in fact, the best in the world. You know, he has to have the title around his waist. Cena winning the title again, which we all know that's going to happen, that's as unavoidable as death and taxes. So, you know, that's going to happen. So I'm hoping that, you know, when Cena wins it, he'll win it, you know, but just before, you know, the Royal Rumble, so mm-hmm. then they could have the rematch between him and Cena at Royal Rumble, and in fact have Cena versus Punk at WrestleMania, because I think that would be a much better match, WrestleMania match, and I don't want to see Cena versus Rock twice in the same pay-per-view.
Yep, right.
Yeah.
You're all right. But strongly think Cena's going to win this. I don't know, for some reason I just do.
I have that feeling too, to be honest with you, but logically, it doesn't make sense for Cena to win it other than it's his hometown. But for the feud to work, Cena has to lose.
Right.
Punk has to retain the title, at least prove, because now Cena's acting like Punk's wins against him at SummerSlam of last year, SummerSlam of this year, Money in the Bank. It's like it was nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for CM Punk to cement himself, you know, as the best in the world, he has to beat him. He has to beat Cena in his hometown.
True.
I mean, in Cena's
That's
hometown,
point.
I should say. Oh, what you said. Yeah.
No, I was agreeing with you. I said, you got a point there. I mean, I could see CM Punk retaining the title and holding it for another few months.
Yeah. At least his last defense will be at Survivor Series, you know?
Right.
At least he could hold on to the title, maybe lose it in December.
Yeah.
Whatever the December pay-per-view is. December. Well, I don't even remember. Is it still Armageddon? I don't even remember.
I don't even remember, too.
They changed so many pay-per-views, it's not even funny anymore. Back in the Attitude Era, I could name all the pay-per-views. So they had one every year. But
yeah.
Now some of them, they have two in a month and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you.
So I'm hoping he loses it in December so that they could start the Rock Cena feud, get that over with. Even though Rock and Cena's feud last year was a great feud, but I think they should give Punk and Rock a chance to shine.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be a great rivalry that happens.
Yeah. And like Punk said, I mean, he actually challenged The Rock. You know what I mean? He attacked The Rock. I mean, Cena had a year to attack The Rock, and he probably attacked The Rock maybe once.
Yeah.
Physically,
right.
So I think it'll be a fun match. Who do you think's going to win Sheamus versus Del Rio?
I think Sheamus is going to retain the title.
I think Sheamus is going to win, too.
They should fight a million times, man.
I know. And they should have not revealed that he had a new submission move. They should have made him have a minor losing streak, and then he unveils it tonight, the four-leaf clover leaf, to show that, oh, my gosh, he actually has a move. He could win. But no WWE, man. They do it. It's like they take it day by day. But you know what time it is. Should be a good pay-per-view, all in all. We'll give you the results next week.
Oh, and I think Kane and Daniel Bryan are going to be the
tag team champions, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the whole Kane, Daniel Bryan dynamic. Yeah, that is a great thing. Even though I do like
soon.